Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
TuneIn is the audio platform with something for everyone. News.
In order to secure convictions in a court of law, it is essential that we conclusively.
Sports.
Shot clock at 4. Doncic. The step back 3. You bet.
Music.
You set my world on.
And even podcasts. Whatever you love, hear it right here on TuneIn. Go to TuneIn.com or download the TuneIn app to start listening.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader, like that car riding your tail. Or if you're tailgating right now, all those cars doubling as kitchens and living rooms are on AutoTrader too. Are you working out and listening to this ad at the same time? Well, multitasking pro, cars like the ones in the gym parking lot are for sale on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on Auto Trader. Just you wait. Auto Trader.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here on the Infinity Sports Network. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Our super producer and host, Ryan Hickey, is in New York City. And wherever you happen to be, I hope you're safe. I hope you're well. I hope you're cool. I hope you're feeling smooth. I'm going to be hanging out with you for the next 2 hours. I'm happy to be here. And I'm happy that you're here. Because why the hell would I be here if you weren't listening? Yeah, you. So thank you. Thank you very much. The show gets started at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific, every single weekday. You can listen on the free Odyssey app. If you've missed any part of the show, you can listen and hit rewind on the Odyssey app. Thank you to people who are listening live on their local Infinity Sports Network radio station, their affiliate. Thank you. If you got Sirius, it's Sirius XM channel 158. And if you have a smart speaker, a smart device, if you can talk to a phone, a computer, or a speaker, ask it to play the Infinity Sports Network. Boom. Everything comes right on up. Thank you so much, Nick Hasselman. Known online as Coach Nick, host of B-Ball Breakdown, breaks down all the basketball games, for coming through and chatting it up with us about the Dallas Mavericks and the Boston Celtics series. He still believes the Mavericks will come out and win. I know Hickey believes the Mavericks will win. I believe the Celtics will win. I just want a good series. The Boston Celtics took game one. I wouldn't be shocked. If I were a betting man, I would bet on the Mavericks hitting back in game two and making a split here up in Boston to walk away with one victory before they go back down or back to Dallas, I should say that. And so we've had a lot to talk about. I'm going to get into some NFL action in a moment. And then how about this for the first time ever on the JR Sport Brief Show? Hickey, this might be the first time in years or maybe the first time ever on the Infinity Sports Network. We're going to talk some cricket, man. We have a Team USA player who's going to join us by the name of Corey Anderson. As the Team USA cricket team, they shocked the world and they beat Pakistan yesterday, man. This is going to be crazy.
Summer calling it one of the biggest upsets ever. This is very cool.
Yeah, American, and the gentleman, Corey Anderson, he's originally from New Zealand. But are Americans supposed to be beating people in cricket?
I would assume no. I mean, I couldn't even tell you one thing about cricket. I didn't even know that was played here or they had a team. So, no, not at all.
There's a lot of investment into cricket here in the United States of America. And so where they played last night was actually in Dallas. And there's been a huge investment via MLC, Major League Cricket, all over the country in cricket pitches, cricket fields, big complexes in places like Texas and Houston and Dallas. There's been an investment big time, you know, just north of me in the Carolinas. And so, yeah, I guess cricket is growing. It's a sport that's played all over the world. Especially you think about it started out in pretty much South London, and it pretty much grew from there due to London pretty much colonizing a good portion of the world. So, hey, I guess we don't play cricket because we said, you know, I think you need a little bit of history. We said, screw those folks over there. We started the United States of America and we got baseball. So there we have it. And not too many places play baseball. Well, places that play cricket don't really play baseball. Hickey, it's real complicated, man. Real complicated.
Sorry.
Go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, I did see one video on my feed today about cricket. No idea. Was totally lost.
So I do know, you know, there's similarities. You know, they bowl. Like here we pitch, they bowl the ball. You can hit what is akin to a home run. You can do that. There are three different ways that you can score. And yeah, you can hit like a home run. I don't know what they call it, but you get like, I guess, 6 points. If you knock the ball out of the yard or the park or I don't know. I'm learning like everybody else. I just thought it was very interesting to have somebody on to learn more about it. So we'll do that. We'll have that conversation in about 15 minutes. Corey Anderson, Team USA Cricket, is going to join us on the heels of what is a historic victory against Pakistan. And that's what they do. They play cricket. Anyway, before we went to break, we talked about coaches. You know, whether it is Dan Hurley now coaching potentially the Lakers or J.J. Redick. Jason Kidd had his 2 cents. It's like, yeah, both of them would be damn good coaches for the Los Angeles Lakers. And then ironically, Mike McDaniel, the head coach of the Miami Dolphins, he had some thoughts today as well. We all know the Dolphins have pretty much been in the news about contracts and then also weight loss. Hickey, maybe Tua Tagovailoa, well, maybe he's a vegan now. I know Mike Tyson said blueberries and vegetables are poisonous to him. Maybe that's what Tua's doing now.
Maybe kale is not killing Tua.
Yeah, kale is not. It's not. You know, I think I have. No, there's no such thing as too much kale. Kale is good for you. It cleans you out, man. It's good. Stuff from the earth is good for you.
It is.
I think I have kale, I think, 7 days in a week. I might have kale 5 days out the week, Hickey.
Wow, and your stomach doesn't get too upset?
No, it's fine by me.
That's good. That's very good.
Kale, have some kale. I put some chicken in the kale and carrots, tomatoes, chickpeas.
You saute the kale?
Oh, no. I saute the kale? No.
You just eat it raw?
No, I don't eat it. I get it from Sweet Greens. You think I do?
Oh, okay, okay.
I buy it. There's Sweet Greens in Manhattan. It what, like a block from you?
Yeah, 2 blocks away, pretty close.
Yeah, it's delicious. I enjoy it. Anyway, Tua Tagovailoa is skinny. Tyreek Hill wants a new contract. Jalen Waddle got his own contract. And Mike McDaniel is trying to lead the Dolphins to their first playoff victory in what pretty much amounts to almost 24 years. And so you want to think about a coach and tactics? Forget Dan Hurley potentially yelling at Anthony Davis. Mike McDaniel had some thoughts on how he motivates his own team. Listen to this.
You need to finish the season better. So you get what you emphasize. Well, why not find ways to emphasize finishing in everything you do? You know, you're trying to have staff meetings at different times during the day. And I had every staff meeting I put like at 7:24 or 3:24 or 5:24, like the number 24. Okay, to you guys, it means nothing. That's how many years it's been since the organization's won a playoff game. We are going to hear about that come playoff time. You think? So, to me, you do that to empower guys to know what's coming, to understand it, to not run from it. Because if you're going to achieve success where people are predicting failure, you're going to have to go above and beyond.
Damn. And Hickey, and that overkill, and that a little too much?
That's what I was thinking.
If you got to hear this every day and you're 22, if you're 22, 23 years old, why do you care? Like, that don't got nothing to do with me. Ain't got nothing to do with me. Why do I need to hear that every day? Can we just, I don't think Dan, well, I know Dan Campbell didn't wake up every day and go, hey, man, we're the Lions. We sucked. You guys need to do better. That's a little too much for me.
It reminds me of what Matt Nagy did a few years ago. Remember the double doink in the playoff game against the Eagles?
Oh, what's that guy's name? The kick, I forgot his name.
Oh, Cody Parkey?
Yeah, I think it was. Does that sound familiar? I think either that or I think it was a Latino brother. I can't remember.
I forget as well.
Well, he sucks, so that's why we don't know who he is.
Also very true, and also why he double jointed did not go in. But I remember that offseason as the Bears obviously cut that kicker and they're looking for a new one. Like, there's a story of, like, as they're doing kicker tryouts, all those were playing in the facility was just the missed kick, the double doink, and just was on loop, just, like, beating into everyone's brains.
Oh, my God.
And the Bears were not very good under Matt Nagy. This sort of reeks of that where I'm with you. It almost looks like sounds like overkill where you're kind of going too far, and it actually now starts to work as a negative, and it's in your head more than as a motivating factor.
Yeah, life is about balance. You need to accept what has taken place, but then you also need to figure out how to move forward. And I mean, there are different iterations of the team. I know most players don't care. They don't. I mean, if I'm Tyreek Hill and I'm like, I've been here for 2 years, I don't give a damn about when the last time the Dolphins won a postseason game in the year 2000. Like, I'm here now. That has nothing to do with me. Where's my money? Like, that's what I'm thinking about. So. And typically, Mike McDaniel says some pretty smart things that, to me, is just pretty annoying. Just rubbing it in every day. It's like people reminding Falcon fans about 28-3. It's like, I get it. It doesn't bother me. You know, it's like, as a Jets fan, like, I love the Jets. I love them. I love them, and I hate them. People, hey, you like the Jets? It's like, I like the Jets. And they go, oh. And I go, You think you find it funnier than I do? Like, I got worse jokes, so I don't feel bad for me. So that's pretty bad. I don't know. Hey, do better. How about you give Tua Tagovailoa some weight, a sweater, and a hat next time and tell him to perform better in Kansas City? And maybe that'll help you win a playoff game. I don't think reminding the guys about the last victory 24 years ago. Do better. Anyway, that's not the only NFL news. Since we talked about Tua Tagovailoa losing weight, we've heard the stories about Lamar Jackson losing weight. Pretty hilarious. A kicker, Justin Tucker, pretty much said the opposite. We know that the NFL has instituted new kickoff rules. The kicking team is going to be closer to the return team. The kicker is going to pretty much be by himself. Because the NFL wants to kind of eliminate some of the high-speed collisions, and then they want more kickoff returns. And so what has been observed is that there's going to be a whole lot more kickers involved in tackling. I mean, this is from a couple of weeks ago, as Dave Taub, who is the special teams guy for the Chiefs, he pretty much said, man, Harrison Butker, our kicker, we don't want him back there. We may not have him kicking off because we want him kicking field goals and not tackling people. Listen to this.
I like to have somebody that can go back, you know, is able to make a tackle. I mean, Bucker is able to make a tackle, but I really don't want him making tackles all year long. You know, if you watch the XFL, we watched every play. I bet kickers were involved in probably at least 25-40% of the tackles. You know, either trying to make a guy bounce back or making the tackle itself or just missing the tackle. So, you know, we don't want Butker in that situation.
Yeah, they want Butker in the kitchen. Anyway, Justin Tucker, he spoke to the media in a hilarious way. Justin Tucker's the opposite. He's waiting for this. Justin Tucker of the Ravens, he's future Hall of Fame kicker. He wants to tackle people. He's getting ready for it. Listen.
More recently, my lab has actually been the weight room. This might be really surprising to a lot of you guys and a lot of my teammates because I don't spend to hang out in the weight room too frequently. But after watching a lot of these XFL plays over the last couple of years, kicker seems to be like involved in like 25% of the tackles. So, I mean, like I've mixed it up a couple of times. You know, I've gotten in there. But now I gotta, you know, get some more shrugs, get the traps going a little bit, you know, just to make sure I'm prepared to you know, prepared for a little bit more contact.
He made a joke. He said he has gained 4 pounds in preparations to tackle. 4 pounds, 4 lbs. Yeah, he's just joking, but I mean, damn, come on now. Most people don't want to see the kicker tackle anybody. By the time you have a returner face-to-face with the kicker, if people want to see the kicker get trucked, it could be catastrophic. It'll be fun to watch. I'm here for it. Yeah, let the kickers tackle. 855-212-4227. David is calling from New York. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, David?
All right, JR. Now, listen up. We're talking about...
David, your phone is terrible. I don't know what's going on. Sorry, David. You may call, try to call back, David. Your phone was just all types of cracking and stuff. Anyway, it's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. 855-212-4227 is the number. David, try to call back. We're going to take a break. We come back on the other side. I don't know if this man needs motivating. It seems that he is motivated enough because Team USA just beat Pakistan in a major upset. The Cricket World Cup T20. A gentleman by the name of Corey Anderson is going to join us. He plays for Team USA. He also plays for Major League Cricket, which has pretty much helped him set him up for success in the World Cup. If you don't know a damn thing about cricket, you're going to learn today. We're going to talk about it on the other side of the break with someone representing USA. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on the Infinity Sports Network. Don't move.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. This portion of the show is brought to you by Wesley Financial. Are you stuck in a timeshare and want out? Contact Wesley Financial Group now and get a free timeshare exit.
Temp check. What kind of summer are we having this year? A family road trip summer, a beach bum summer, or a wake me when the sun sets summer? With Instacart, choose your own adventure and skip the shopping side quests. Where available, you can get ice cream delivered to your hotel, sunscreen to the pool, or cold brew to your bed. Well, door, in as fast as 30 minutes. Wherever you find yourself this summer, you can get the goods. Download Instacart for free delivery on your first 3 orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Minimum $10 per order. Excludes restaurants. Additional terms and fees apply.
TuneIn is the audio platform with something for everyone. News.
In order to secure convictions in a court of law, it is essential that we conclusively.
Sports.
Shot clock at 4. Doncic. The step back 3. You bet.
Music.
You set my world on fire. Yes,
and even podcasts. Whatever you love, hear it right here on TuneIn. Go to TuneIn.com or download the TuneIn app to start listening.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader. Like that car riding your tail. Or if you're tailgating right now, all those cars doubling as kitchens and living rooms are on AutoTrader too. Are you working out and listening to this ad at the same time? Well, multitasking pro, cars like the ones in the gym parking lot are for sale on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on AutoTrader. Just you wait. AutoTrader.
Healthy baby skin starts from the bottom. Pampers Swaddlers diapers absorb wetness away from the skin better than the leading value brand, with up to 100% leak-proof protection to help keep your baby's skin dry. Don't forget to pair Pampers diapers with new Pampers Free and Gentle Wipes. They clean better and are 5 times stronger than Huggies Natural Care for easy cleanup without fear of tearing, no matter the mess. For trusted protection, trust Pampers, the number one pediatrician recommended brand.
An information kit at WesleyFinancialGroup.com. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. In a few minutes, we'll have a conversation with Corey Anderson, Team USA Cricket. This man is also a member of Major League Cricket, originally from New Zealand. You don't see too many, you know, now here in Atlanta, I'm trying to even think. I talked about all the investment that's been made in cricket in the States. I don't think I've seen a cricket pitch. We'll stay tuned. We're going to get Corey Anderson on the line in a bit. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. Dave is here from New York, hopefully with a better connection. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Dave? Hey, Dave, you're live on the radio.
Oh.
Yeah,
we were
Dave.
Talking about.
Oh, my God. Hold on.
What happened?
Thank you. Thank you.
All right. We ready?
We? How many people are you with?
Are we on the air? All right.
No, you're on the air with me.
Yeah.
Now, hold on.
My man, JR.
Hold on, Dave.
I'm holding, bro.
Speak.
All right.
Well, hold on, Dave. You got to wait. We got Corey Anderson here from USA Cricket. Maybe if, I don't know, if Dave called with a better phone than the last break, we'd roll. But we got to talk to someone who just came through with a major upset yesterday in Dallas, Texas. Team USA Cricket beat Pakistan. We need to talk to someone who's representing Team USA. Corey Anderson. Corey, how are you, man?
I'm good, thank you, mate. How are you?
I'm very well. Thank you for taking the time to hop on.
No problems.
Now, there are a lot of people listening coast to coast who have no idea about cricket. They're learning about cricket. I understand for the past few years that you've been participating in the brand new Major League Cricket. It has helped you participate with Team USA. Fill us in on your own journey coming over from New Zealand to what you're doing now.
I mean, that's all correct, what you've got. It's been a pretty fascinating journey, to be fair. I'm married to a Texan, so I live in Dallas, and I've got a couple of little boys now. So it'll be strange when they have American accents when they get up for me, get a little bit older for me. But, it's been an interesting journey the last few years, and pretty thankful that, you know, USA Cricket and Major League Cricket's creating some pathways to allow, you know, other players to come in and show their talents. And, you know, it's kind of all paths have led to here. And, you know, we've got the biggest stage right in our own backyard. And, you know, thankfully the first couple of games we've had have gone fantastically well, obviously. And we've started to create a bit of a buzz around it. And those who are familiar with cricket, you know, they've been fans, I guess, from day one. But those who aren't familiar with it, jump on and enjoy the ride. And, hopefully we can take you to a place where you're proud of.
And Corey Anderson is joining us from Team USA Cricket. Explain to us the differences, or the major difference, between T20 cricket, which is the current World Cup, and traditional cricket. Is it a matter of just the timing and the length of the matches?
It's a combination of stuff. I guess here in the States, we predominantly play 2020 cricket, so that's format, which again, I think anything longer than a handful of hours is probably going to start to, you know, make the American fans kind of walk away from it a little bit. But the longest format, test match cricket or first class cricket, can goes for 5 days. It doesn't obviously go all through the night, but, you know, normally start at 11 o'clock and go through at about 5 or 6. And yeah, those are long days, and test cricket for a reason, because it is a test. That's the longest format. And then there's one-day cricket, which probably lasts for about 6 hours all up. So we do play a little bit of that here as well. But our main focus, the last few years and moving forward, will be 2020 cricket, the shortest format.
And Corey Anderson is joining us representing Team USA Cricket. Man, I know, coming from New Zealand, you have played cricket all over the world. I have spent time. I used to go to Bangalore multiple times. I have been multiple times. These experiences that you've had, is there a particular memory that stands out to you? Is it something that's taken place on the pitch? Is it off the pitch? What's the best experience playing cricket?
I guess I've been fortunate that it's been taking me to some incredible places, and I've got to meet some incredible people, and, you know, those experiences are kind of all bundled into it, and it's hard to sort of think of one off the top of my head. I was lucky to play in the 2015 World Cup final with New Zealand against Australia. Unfortunately, we didn't quite win that one, but that's a pretty big memory for me. I mean, any time you get to play on the biggest stage in the world and test yourselves, it's always, you know, fantastic. And I'll probably say, honestly, the game we just had against Pakistan, it's such a different feeling for me to be, you know, involved with a different team, you know, a team that I'm, you know, now extremely proud of. But to be able to, take down a team like Pakistan, one of the best in the world, it was a bit of a shock to us. But I know the talent we have, and, you know, we just need opportunities to show people that we can compete against the best. And I think we've done that, and we're not finished yet. Hopefully we can continue to surprise a few more people as well when we face India in, you know, less than a week's time as well.
Yeah, we see all the action is going on down in Dallas. At Corey, for listeners here in the States, what is the equivalent? A Team USA, as you just said, this is one of the highlights of your career. You guys beat Pakistan. Is there an equivalent that you would make for a lot of our listeners to understand the magnitude of this?
I mean, it's probably difficult. I'm trying to think in terms of an American sports sort of analogy for that. But I guess you could argue, imagine if the playoffs in any form, whether it was the NBA, whether it was the NFL, whatever it may be, think of probably whoever's at the very bottom who's maybe, you know, they've won one game all season, they've been a writer, so they're trying to tank to get a draft pick. I wouldn't say that's our mindset, obviously, but the equivalent of it in terms of performance-wise and I guess capabilities and ceiling, it would be like one of them taking down, you know, the Super Bowl winner or the NBA Finals champions or, you know, the World Series champions, whatever it may be. It's a huge feat. Pakistan is, like I said, one of the best teams in the world, and when they're on, they can beat anyone in the world as well. So, yeah, thankfully we got them on a bit of a day where they probably weren't at their best, and that's cricket as well. It's a pretty fickle sport, and you have a couple of things slightly go against you, and it makes it a tough day. But on the flip side of that, you have some stuff go for you, and, you just try and make hay while the sun's shining.
Yeah, you got to make the best of what you have in front of you. Corey Anderson is here with us from USA Cricket. And Corey, you also play for the San Francisco Unicorns. You were on the inaugural team as MLC got started last year. How has that helped in your transition towards the USA squad? Or has it? I assume it has, right?
Yeah, that's been a massive part. I'd say that's probably been, for most guys here, the biggest influence on, I guess, creating the environment that we now have. We've still got, you know, multiple guys who are yet to become available for USA Cricket because they're still going through their, I guess, eligibility phase. But we've still got guys waiting in the wings and creating depth, and Major League's been a huge influence on that. So it's now created, a pathway for people in America who are wanting to play cricket. It actually gives them access to see what the kind of final product looks like. And it's at its very early stages, and it's got a lot of room to grow, and there's a lot of hurdles that we have to jump over as well. But again, it's a long-term play for all of this, and we're in a great spot at the moment. And with stuff like the Olympics, where, you know, the World Cup going on at the moment, obviously, and then the Olympics coming in a few years' time as well. Cricket's in a really good space, and we've got some big events to be able to kind of show off and hopefully put ourselves in a position where we can, you know, do well and, again, show what kind of talent America has.
Most definitely. Corey Anderson is here with us from USA Cricket, also plays for the San Francisco Unicorns. You talked about just the investment and the advancement and the exposure to cricket. I mean, I've been on the air here talking to the whole country for 4 or 5 years now. This is the first time that we've talked about cricket. For people here listening, where can they find out more information about Major League Cricket? Where can they follow you guys in your next match? Fill us in, Corey.
I mean, any outlet in terms of USACricket.com, you can go to MajorLeagueCricket.com as well. You'll find plenty of stuff there. Major League's coming up in July. I believe the first game's on the 4th of July. So that's going to be between Dallas and Morrisville in North Carolina. Those games will be played. So people are wanting to get down to those games and, you know, experience the cricketing culture and what America has, you know, the best of what America has to offer in terms of cricket. We've got some of the biggest names of overseas players coming over as well. So, again, it just drives that talent pool and, you know, makes the domestic guys be able to play against the best and test themselves. And obviously the World Cup, we've still got games to go. We've got India and then Ireland as well. So, you know, that'll be on T20WorldCup.com, /tickets, I believe. Go and check that out. There's tickets available, which I'm sure there's a handful there. Get amongst it, jump on board. And, hopefully we can make you proud.
I gotta get out to a match, Corey. I gotta see this in person. Now, this is a very important question, maybe just for me. When I go, I can have like a couple of beers, right? Two, three. I can have a couple of beers when I go.
Yeah, it depends how many you can handle, I guess. As much as you want to have a good time. Yeah.
Okay. All right, my main man, Corey Anderson. Corey, thank you for filling us in on cricket. There's a lot of learning to be done, and I appreciate you for laying a lot of the groundwork. And good luck, and again, congratulations on beating Pakistan, man. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Thanks for having me.
No doubt about it. That Corey Anderson of Major League Cricket's the San Francisco Unicorns, also a member of Team USA Cricket, just had a massive upset against Pakistan. He basically said, this is like the team... Hickey, I'm gonna try to do this here based on what he said. This is like who just had the number one pick? The Bear? No, this is like if the Panthers.
Okay.
This is like if the Panthers beat the Chiefs. That's basically what he said in the Super Bowl.
That would be pretty crazy. Wow.
That's what he basically said it was. He's like, hey, the team that tanked and stunk and whatever, if they beat the Super Bowl champs.
I respect that he told it as it is for how Team USA is, you know? Didn't try to dress it up too much like we're disrespected. It's, yeah, we stunk and we beat them.
Well, maybe on the up and up, maybe this is I assume this is something they could build on, right?
Start of something big. Watch out. Here comes the USA in cricket. You thought you had it all locked up, England? No.
No, not at all. Not at all. Thank you so much again to Corey Anderson from Team USA Cricket. Hey, Team USA does something good. We got to have them on, of course. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. You know what? We'll talk to Dave on the other side of the break. He's been waiting patiently. His phone didn't work, and now he's here. And he said, we are here. I don't know if there's two of him. Hickey, is there one Dave, or is there two of them?
I thought there was only one. Maybe he has a twin.
Oh, maybe he does. I know people who have twins. Anyway.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It's the JR Sport Brief show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. Thank you to Corey Anderson, Team USA Cricket, Major League Cricket for San Francisco. Thank you for joining us in the last break. If you missed it, hit rewind on the free Odyssey app. You damn right I talked about cricket. I do what I want to do. Team USA beat Pakistan. Why can't I support Team USA? Why can't I be patriotic? I could do what I want. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. I need you to think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. Get guaranteed low prices and excellent customer service from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts. What a great conversation with Corey. Thank you so much. I'm learning about cricket, too. I'm sure you are. And if you already love and know cricket because you're from somewhere where they play it or you just love it, good. Be patient with the rest of us, okay? We got Dave calling from New York. I don't know how patient he is. He's been patient. Hey, Dave, you're on the JR Sport Brief Show. Go ahead.
Oh my God. All right, let me put all the rumors to rest. This is not Dave and his doppelganger, all right? So, the reason when I called the first time, JR, and I had all that static on my phone, I couldn't figure what was wrong. And I realized it was the damn crickets on my phone making all that doggone noise. And some on my deck right now. Hey, these crickets make too much noise. I couldn't figure out what that dude was talking about. I don't know, man.
Hold on a second. What do you want now?
What I want now to talk about Mike Tyson.
Oh, hold on a second. Oh, my God, Hickey. I know it's Friday. Sheesh. Hold on. Go ahead, Dave. Hurry up. Mike Tyson. Go ahead.
On my phone.
Oh, my God. Hold on a second again. Hold on. Hickey, do I do like one more try again one more time?
One more time. It's Friday.
Okay. Go ahead, Dave. What do you have to say about Mike Tyson?
All right. And you know why he's got ulcers? Because how many times do you think he got hit in the stomach? He's got ulcers because he's been blasted in the stomach. It's not Iron Mike. It's not Iron Mike's stomach.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you, Dave, for calling from New York. Okay. Hickey, he waited on hold for what? Like, through the whole interview? He called before that. His phone sucked. He's basically tried to get on air for the past 40 minutes just to say that Mike Tyson has ulcers because he got hit in the stomach. He doesn't have an iron stomach.
Look,
oh my God.
You want to tell a joke on the air? All for it. Please don't be like Dave. Bring a better punchline.
Was that a joke?
I mean, he's laughing to himself. I don't know if he was laughing because he thought to himself the joke was funny or he was imbibing on something else that got his spirits higher than normally they would be, but he was laughing the whole time.
If I was sitting at a bar...
You leaving?
Yeah. If I was sitting at a bar and I just... Let's say I got a... I don't know. Let's say I got a beer, right? And they just poured it for me and put it down in front of me. If he told that joke and I'd even have a sip of the beer, I'd still get up and leave. I'd put $10 on the bar and I'd walk out. I'd have to leave. I couldn't do it.
Check, please? Yeah. Thank you.
No, I wouldn't ask for the check. I just put, if I had cash, which a lot of people don't, I don't carry money, I would put money down and I'd leave. Just leave.
Yeah, that was tough.
Anyway, he did mention Mike Tyson, and they did have to reschedule his fight due to ulcers. It was scheduled to take place, July 20th? And now it's not happening, but it is happening. Let's take a listen to the update. This is courtesy of the New York Post. I think they talked about it without any ulcer jokes. What is this?
All right, it's official. Jake Paul and Mike Tyson have a new date set to square up in the ring after their original July 20th date was pushed back after Iron Mike had a medical emergency last week. Now, the highly anticipated boxing match has been rescheduled for November 15th. It's still going to go down at the home of the Dallas Cowboys, AT&T Stadium in Arlington, Texas, and it's still going to air on Netflix. Remember, the initial bout was slated for July 20th, but it was pushed back after medical professionals told Tyson to take it easy for a few weeks due to a recent ulcer flare.
Oh, come on. Hickey, all of this after we learned that Mike Tyson no longer, he was a vegan. See, does he think he had too many vegetables or he could only eat vegetables? Why doesn't he mix it up? He has to eat vegetables, right? He has to.
I mean, the guy who is claiming that kale killed him or is trying to kill him, I should say, I don't think he's touching another vegetable again. And maybe that's why, coincidence or not, these ulcers are flaring up.
Well, let's be accurate here. He said that the food, the vegan food and kale, and then he said blueberries. He included blueberries in there. He said that this was poisonous to him. That's what he said. He used poisonous.
Maybe the only man on this earth that called blueberries, kale, and other vegetables poison.
Who's going to tell Mike Tyson different? The answer is nobody.
That's also true.
He better, he got a wife. He has kids. They have to eat vegetables and fruit. Something, please. I think we went through this. Brock Lesnar.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
Tired of sifting through countless supplements? Unsure of what's actually effective? Introducing Legion, the choice of over 800,000 discerning fitness enthusiasts. With all-natural products, clinically effective ingredients, doses, and hassle-free money-back guarantee, you can achieve your fitness goals without the unnecessary guesswork. Say goodbye to wasted efforts and hello to results with Legion. You don't need supplements to build muscle, lose fat, or get healthy, but the right ones can help. Visit LegionAthletics.com. Go to LegionAthletics.com to get 20% off your order now.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch's sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee, plus 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com code Odyssey. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
When it comes to family vacations, there are a million different trips you can take. You can get your own trip to Texas. Or if you prefer a vacation from your family, you can always get your own leave the kids with grandma. Yay! Trip to Texas. So go to TravelTexas.com/get your own for the only trip to Texas that matters. Yours.
Had diverticulitis because he was just on a protein diet? What? Like, I can't imagine getting up in the morning and going, you know what I need to eat? A steak. You know, I get it. You want steak and eggs and, you know, you have something else, fine, every now and then. But I can't imagine having a steak for breakfast. I don't know. You want to have some chicken for dinner and then some turkey? I don't know. That's not me. I can't do it. I can't. Hickey, have you seen that guy online? I don't know what to call him.
The fraud?
Yeah, the barbarian man who says he only eats meat, raw meat too, right?
Yes. I'm glad you didn't say his name because he's a total farce.
Yeah, I'm not saying it. I know what his name is.
He not only eats only meat, but it's raw meat.
Now that'll kill you. That's poisonous.
That is definitely not good for you.
How I don't even know what the word is. How evolved are we away from that as humans? How long do we have?
This man said, forget the millions of years we've been on this earth. I'm going back to year zero. That's a life I want to live.
Oh, shoot, I don't know. Year zero, what was I? Was I an amoeba? I don't even know what the heck I was in years. I was nothing. He took us back a couple of they, you know, at that point, they're periods, right? I don't know.
Eons? Like, I don't even know what those.
No, they're periods. Let's see. I don't even know how to say it. The Cretaceous period. I go to museums. I do.
Wow, that's impressive.
Oh, yeah. I know about this stuff. I was at the museum last week. Oh, no, we weren't around during the Cretaceous period. It's defined as the period between 145.5 and 65.5 million years ago.
Okay. Wow, it's a long time.
It was the last period of the Mesozoic era, following the Jurassic and ending with the extinction of the dinosaurs, except birds. Yeah, and the birds hit the jackpot because they can fly. So they're still here.
Huh.
Yeah, so we weren't around then because the dinosaurs would have eaten us. Either way, ain't no human. I don't know. I got to look at the last. When is the last? That's something crazy to Google. Look at that. Hickey, I got homework for the weekend.
What if you Google like Neanderthal period?
Well, I assume they were cooking the meat, right?
Well, I don't know. Isn't that why they were Neanderthals? Weren't they like the first?
No, well, did they have fire? They had fire.
Cavemen? I don't know.
Come on. These people had tools. They started fire. Like, and if they killed something, they cooked it and ate it.
So this guy who eats raw meat exclusively decided, I'm going to go past even the Neanderthal stage of life?
Yeah, Google is up. Did Neanderthals...
Holy cow, where have we gone?
Did they cook? Did Neanderthals cook? Okay. There is clear evidence at many sites that Neanderthals used fire and cooked their food. Come on now.
So Harrison Butker could live in the Neanderthal stage.
Oh, my God. You want to take him back there? Does he take his wife with him, or does he leave her here?
Oh, he definitely takes her with him, for sure.
He went out to hunt, and she stayed in the cave?
That's right, and they apparently can cook now, so.
Okay, all right. So does she start the fire? She has to wait for him to come back to start the fire, right?
Yeah, I think you're right. He probably would kill it and then probably also himself start the fire. She'd maybe prepare the meat, a little salt, a little pepper. Right, I'm sure they had that back
salt
then.
Salt and pepper? You think so?
Probably. Definitely, right?
No, I doubt it. No.
No steak seasoning?
No, I don't think there's no A1. Steak? Eating elk and bison, man.
Well, that's the diet Mike Tyson's on now, right?
Yeah.
Well, back to meat.
This is why we're talking about Neanderthals, right? Mike Tyson.
And ulcer problems.
Ulcer problems?
You eat like you're a Neanderthal.
He says vegetables are poisonous to him. You know, that is something a guy from Brooklyn would say. Oh, more specifically, a boxer from Brooklyn would say. But thank you, Mike Tyson. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. You know what? Not that I expect it. But if you're a doctor, can you call us up? If you're a nutritionist, can you call us up? If you're a dietitian, can you call us up? Don't you have to eat vegetables or fruits to, like, try to stay alive? Isn't it necessary? 855-212-4227. The phone lines are open. And how about this? It seems that the Lakers might have made an offer to Danny Hurley. We'll talk about it. Don't move.
TuneIn is the audio platform with something for everyone. News.
In order to secure convictions in a court of law, it is essential that we conclusively.
Sports.
Shot clock at 4. Doncic. The step back 3. You bet.
Music.
You set my world on fire. Yes,
and even podcasts. Whatever you love, hear it right here on TuneIn. Go to TuneIn.com or download the TuneIn app to start listening.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Tired of sifting through countless supplements, unsure of what's actually effective? Introducing Legion, the choice of over 800,000 discerning fitness enthusiasts. With all-natural products, clinically effective ingredients, doses, and hassle-free money-back guarantee, you can achieve your fitness goals without the unnecessary guesswork. Say goodbye to wasted efforts and hello to results with Legion. You don't need supplements to build muscle, lose fat, or get healthy, but the right ones can help. Visit LegionAthletics.com. Go to LegionAthletics.com to get 20% off your order now.